Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. We're Houston. We're the city of champions. How about I give you another champion? If you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. They're champions. Free consultations are available 24/7. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW and DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Back here on ESPN 92.5 John and Lance, along with Dell here with you, watching the Masters.
It's like the Rockets season's over, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, they played last night and lost. Yeah. Okay, Ime had some interesting things to say, and Dell, you posed the question, who exactly is he referring to here? They lost last night to Utah.
If you look at the minutes played, yeah. You could have
they
a
got
guess.
Into it. Cam Whitmore got into it yesterday. Yeah. This team is a chronic... they get into their a fair amount of kerfuffles.
Jalen had limited. I didn't see it.
So he went 1 for 7, I believe, and played like 19 minutes.
That's it.
Yeah.
This is the guy again. Okay, everybody. First, now Jalen went on a march.
Yes.
One hell of a march. And since then and before then, I mean, I know all the Jalen truthers are out there. Look at this guy.
It's about 75% of the season. It's the Jalen we all know and maybe not
really
don't love so
can't
much.
Go on yeah. that roller coaster ride every year. That's why you have to wait it out. Just see. Show me a good year. It's not too much to ask a player to show you a year instead of a month.
We're running out of years.
We're 3 years. I know. We're 3 years in, and he hasn't shown us one full straight year of consistency. I'm just saying, that's why I'm not going to go too fast on that roller coaster ride. I've already got my opinion. If he changes it, fine. But 1 month doesn't change it. And all this, well, they're actually better without Şengün. That was actually out there with fan base. And Paul Pierce said that. Idiot. You're not going to be. This is why if you made a decision based on a month, you deserve to be a terrible organization. And I don't think this organization's a terrible organization.
Yeah.
It's also why fans don't run organizations.
Yep. No. And Well, they're going to decision make. Nothing cutting time is coming, okay? Is Jalen going to be a guy that you're going to give max or close to max? He hasn't shown that, that's for sure. Maybe a month here, a month there, post All-Star, but certainly hasn't put in a year. He hasn't put a year together. Here is Ime last night talking about, and you tell me who he's talking about.
Guys look like they didn't want to play. Consciously, subconsciously. Now that we're out of the race, looks like guys didn't want to play and packed it in. So you only got one guy really show up, Fred, early. That's what it's going to be, especially at the start.
What do you want the team to learn in a game like this?
To not repeat history and do what we did against Memphis when they sat everybody before All-Star break and do what we did against Brooklyn and what they've done for the last few years. So habits are hard to break and mentalities are hard to change, and that's why we are where we are record-wise and, not achieving our goals. But, you'd be better off saying you don't want to play and get people out there who really want to play.
Whew, man, you hate hearing that right before the season's about to end.
Well,
mentalities,
it's a wake-up call for everybody this offseason.
No, let me tell you what it is. Mentalities are hard to change. Yeah. That's the one you should circle.
Yeah.
Because what he's telling you is, he doesn't believe we're at the end of the year, and if he doesn't think a mentality has changed, somebody's getting moved.
And by the way, this is for a team that was up by 10 to start the first quarter. So it wasn't as if the score would tell you that they weren't ready to play, but from what he saw.
Well, the only guy that was showed up and was ready to play was Van Vliet.
Well, Van Vliet scored 42. He kept them in it, particularly when Utah was
37 and 42 in his last two.
Yeah, when Utah was trying to pull away, he kept them in the game. He made it a number of big shots.
Do you know that almost equals what he's making? $80 million? I mean, he's making $40 million a year, and he's averaging about $40 million per game the last two. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Well, I tuned in at he was at about 30, and Jalen had 3 at the time.
Well, Jalen finished with 3.
He might be talking about Jalen, but I think he's talking about multiple players. But his comment about mentality is hard to change. If you get into the off season and Ime is sitting there, knowing what you know about Ime just from, and I'm talking to everybody who's listening right now, knowing what you know about Ime, based on comments he's made this year, based on how his teams have performed, based on his sideline demeanor, whatever you want to use, based on his time with the Celtics. Because remember, he has had success. He knows what it looks like. Based on him saying mentalities are hard to change, if he goes into an offseason thinking mentalities are hard to change and by the end of the year, I don't think it changed. One full year with me, it didn't change. Do not think that it's not possible that, and I'm mentioning Jalen because I don't think the guy who's out, Alperen, gets moved. Do not think that Jalen Green's time with the Rockets is not, he could go into next year because he's still on a rookie contract next year. Jalen Green could go into next year and get traded at some point during the year. But if they want to take phase three, and that's what you've heard, right? They're looking at getting a phase three. Phase three, does that happen with an in-season trade, or does phase three happen in the offseason? It more than likely happens in the offseason is what you'd like for it to, as part of a grand plan. For him to say mentalities are hard to change, it just might be a standard comment that, you know, this is some of the stuff he talked, but he talked about guys not wanting to be there, guys quitting prematurely. Man, that is a, the way he said it, it was harsh.
Yeah.
The way he said it was like,
what did Kelvin Sampson tell us about confrontation?
It's necessary.
Yep. And you know what?
Can't be afraid of
that. You got 2 games left of this season, and you got that hanging over you as you go into this offseason. That's motivating, okay?
But do you ever get the feeling that he's saying that just because he's trying to motivate? I don't. I think he's saying it because it's on his mind.
Yep.
That's what he thinks. And that's the scary part if you're a player. If Ime Udoka says something, it's not part of a mind game he's playing with you, I don't think. I mean, maybe he does some, but I think more than it being a mind game, I think he's basically just, I think he's basically saying what he's thinking at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a pretty scary one if you're a player and he thinks that you're just quitting on the rest of the season. I don't know. And mentalities are hard to change.
If I'm Jalen and I scored 3 points and he's saying this in the postgame press conference, I'm taking it to heart.
Here's Jalen's 20. A guy named Nathan Fogg put this out there. Here is a Rockets fan. The roller coaster ride of Jalen Green 2024. First 12 games, 16 points a game, 38% field goal percentage, 27% from three. Next 5 games, 29.8 per game, 51% from the field. Now remember, that's 5 games, but 36% from three. Next 11 games, 14 points per game, 37 field goal, 22 3-point. Next 15 games, this is what you alluded to. 29.3, 49% from the field, 42% from three. We can all agree that was a phenomenal 15-game run. Last 7 games, 15.7 per game, 36 field goal, 22%. 3 of these runs over, let's see, 7, 18, 40 games. In 40 of these games, his 3-point percentage is about 25%, 24%. It's just too erratic to be a top 2 guy.
Yeah.
It's just too erratic. I mean, I was very hopeful after that March, but man, is he just this regression back to like really great players, top 2 players on a team that's competing for a championship. They just don't have stretches like this. When did James ever have a stretch like this? When did Chris Paul ever have a stretch like this? When did Hakeem Olajuwon ever have a stretch? T-Mac. I'm trying to stay Rockets, but the bottom line is you just don't, like, great players don't go in funks like Jalen Green goes in.
And I don't know. I don't know that that's ending anytime soon. We'll see. For a month you were like, holy crap, you got him. This is the guy. And then he ain't anymore.
Can you imagine signing him to – he got excited and signed him to a max dollar deal based on that. Can you imagine that?
Oh, my gosh. We'll find out what's going to happen this offseason. I think it's just too inconsistent to say, you know what, this is the guy. This is the team. Yet you're so worried that he is going to live up to his potential that, you know, that's the scariest part. He, at some point, like we said, how young is he, right? Dell, is this the guy or is he going to become the guy?
That's the balance and that's the tough spot for Rafael Stone and Ime Udoka, because are we going to judge a kid who, as we talked about, whether you want to blame Steven Silas completely for it, who didn't have a lot of real coaching his first couple years, and the first time he's had it is in his third season. Do we toss away his 20 and 21 year old or 19, 20 year old seasons and go, look, he didn't really get the chance to develop, so we're really starting from scratch here, but we're closer to a real decision than we would want to considering his developmental track. Yep. So there's some issues that they're going to have to get through to figure out.
It's not easy because Jalen shows he flashes true star potential, yep. But man, and he's only 22 and 1 year at the EMA. But man, you have a finite deadline. You have a hard out that you got to make a decision.
All right. I don't know which way I'm going to bet, but I know I could bet. I don't know if they've got that bet, whether or not Jalen Green will be a Rocket next, how long he'll be a Rocket. I'm not sure that's on mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. I do know there's all kinds of bets. I mean, anything that you want to, did you want to play Tiger this week? Did you go under, over, whatever the case may be? You had all kinds of prop bets on Tiger, all kinds of prop bets on Scottie Scheffler or whomever, all the guys out there you could have bet on. Listen, if you're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid, how about this? All the way up to $1,000, your first deposit. You put in $200, and you got $300 to play with. You put in $1,000, you got $1,500 to play with. It is I don't know that other places are doing this. I do know that it's been going on forever at MyBookie. You're not getting it with your local bookie, but you are getting it at MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. Easy way to get your money out, too. Put your money in, get your money out. You got all the fun of prop bets and up-to-the-minute odds and live gambling, also live casino gambling as well, where you got live dealers as opposed to just a computer. You're looking for the best way to have fun while you're watching these games. MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5. We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-377. It's Friday, basically a holiday show, okay? Because Friday is a holiday, okay? Every Friday here on the show.
Isn't the holidays about gifts?
The gift that just keeps on giving is the Masters.
No, I was leading into something else. We have golf tickets to give away.
Oh, we have golf tickets to give away?
The Chevron Championship.
What?
I know you guys don't care what happens around the station, but we've been doing that all week long. You guys just have decided not to for whatever reason.
I missed that part.
Yeah, well, you got an email.
Well, I haven't heard you give any away all week.
I gave away one yesterday on my show and then the day before. You have an email that tells you we're giving away tickets.
I know that, but why haven't you given away? Because it's just your show you want to give them away. I mean,
no.
We might as well not even exist anymore. You know that?
The email was for everyone. Right? You're supposed to give those tickets away. I'm not supposed to read it for you.
Just terrible.
I know you're lazy. You can't even turn your own microphone.
8:30 exactly. Okay, we got two tickets to the Chevron?
Yes, and it's for particular days because, you know, they have different sessions, right? You're a golf guy. You go to tournaments, right? Yeah. The tickets are for individual days. And I believe what we've decided, because you guys decided never to give away tickets, that it'll be for the Saturday session next week of the Chevron Championship.
Third round of the tournament, all right? The Chevron Championship at exactly 8:30. Give a call. Caller number 4 is going to get those two tickets to Saturday's round. Bring your daughter. Hey, dad's out there. Bring your daughter out there and let her see these women play. And you know what? Put a golf club in her hand and get a scholarship. Okay? Dad, This is a way you get a scholarship for your kid, and you don't pay for college. Lance, don't you hope? Why don't you put a golf club in Mottie's hand?
That's not her thing. That's not going
to
be.
Well, it's not her thing because you won't take her out to the tournament.
Nah, it's not going to be her thing. I'll take her out to the tournament. My daughter's a big time feminist. So would she like watching women play? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is she going to play? No.
She's a big.
She's in musicals. She's in theater. She's got a great voice and
sings.
Didn't
she go up to Portland for
Sacramento?
Sacramento, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a swimmer. She is not a golfer.
Dirty, filthy city.
I can already see it's not. She's not fluid in the upper half with the swing. I can just already.
You can tell that.
I can already tell this is not going to be.
So she's a swimmer. She has fluidity there, but not with golf.
No, there's just a certain coordination that's not as not there. Fluid. Yeah, okay. I just don't think she's a golfer.
Well, okay. Have you tried?
Yeah, maybe you should try.
My daughter, she doesn't try. If she decides she wouldn't want to do something, we just told her, like, man, you should take advantage of. John, you studied abroad. I've even brought this up to Monty.
Mm-hmm.
You spent a year abroad in Italy, right?
No,
in Spain. Spain, that's right. How did you like it?
I loved it. It was awesome.
We brought it up to Monty. Hey, just like as a, you know what? You know, you've been to Amsterdam before. You've been to. Where else did we take you? You've been to Spain. You should study abroad when you go on college. Oh, vehemently opposed.
Why?
She's just decided, and we ask her, why are you so? I just don't want to, okay? I don't want to leave there. Why are you trying to make me? Vehemently opposed. And I don't, like,
why are you trying to get rid of your
daughter?
Years
old. I don't know if she's thinking that. We're like, this would be like 7 years away. 8 years is just 8 years away.
Well, she'll change her mind. Don't worry.
Absolutely. She's absolutely not.
No, she will change
not
her mind.
Do that.
Yeah. I mean, spends a few more years
with you people. She'll want to get out of the house.
Yeah. I don't know.
Just want to let you know the Chevron Championship is in Houston. It'll be April 17th through the 21st at the club at Carlton Woods, John. You like that place, don't you?
I love that.
In the Woodlands. And if you don't get tickets from us, which you will be able to have the opportunity throughout the day, you can go to thechevronchampionship.com. Tickets available. Right at that website, but we're giving away tickets at 8:30. What's the caller again, John?
Number four.
Caller four at 8:30 wants a pair of tickets to the Saturday session, which is next Saturday, not this upcoming, not tomorrow. So be ready. Call in, but only call in if you want to go. And, you know, take your wife, take your daughter. Make it a day.
Yeah. Yes, they'll love it. Everybody, you'll love it. I'm telling you. They're great players. Let's get Pena in here. Let's talk about the Astros. Oh, by the way, I got the answer to our pitching woes right now.
Well, what?
Did you guys not see? The Rays, they have severed ties with Jake Odorizzi.
Go to the phones.
What?
God, I hate you.
What are you talking about? Jake Odorizzi is available.
Why'd they sever ties?
Because he sucks.
And you want to bring a guy who
Italian
sucks
who
here?
May not be very good right now. We don't need
out
a second.
Getty. Odorizzi.
Odorizzi. Oh, is have you ever been an all-star? No.
Actually, who was your first baseman? Nick Mancini.
Trey Mancini.
Yeah, Troy Mancini.
Trey.
Trey Mancini. Another Italian.
Another.
We're done with the Italians.
Oh, really? Made one of the biggest plays in World Series history. Okay?
World Series history.
When he caught that ball at first base. Yeah.
When he fielded a ground ball.
Yeah. One of the biggest plays
in
Major League history. Right.
All right, 713-780-3776. If you want to tell us we're panicking too early, it's not a panic. We're just it's
You're
a sports.
Panicking.
Well, it's a sports talk show.
Don't
and
say
I'm,
we. What do you got a mouse in
it's
your pocket?
It's a sports
I
talk
ain't
show.
Panicking.
You think everything's going to be fine?
I think
well, you said
be just
this
fine.
Is the greatest Astros
we got
team.
Five All Stars on
Did
the
you
on
say
the on the IL.
Greatest Astros team ever.
Yeah, I'm still there. That's right. Yeah,
five hey. Current. They be All Stars this year if they're healthy.
Yeah.
They have been historically in their life.
That's
okay.
Right.
Just like Lamar Jackson.
Well, we have three all-stars in the front office.
Was an MVP in 2019.
Do you think
okay.
the Astros lead? Like, has any other team had this many all-stars in their front office making decisions? Bagwell, Biggio, and Jackson.
Think about
anybody
all
ever had
those Hall of Famers.
Three Hall of Famers.
Making decisions.
Three Hall of Fame decision makers.
Nobody has this one. You like Tiger's new logo? It's a tiger. And it's got 15 in there because of the... Majors, 15 nah. majors.
Oh, I thought that
stole
was
it, he stole it from Puma.
I thought that was a number of women.
He stole it from That's Slazenger.
Right. We gotta get Pena in here. Pena, what up?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Look, man, the I think the Astros' downfall is starting now. I mean, it's not fun. I mean, it's not bad play, and it's not, you know, good play either. But I think it's just the decision making, and I think it started with bringing in Justin Verlander last year. It's Justin Verlander. Ooh, but he's not young Justin Verlander. He's 40-year-old Justin Verlander. The guy hasn't even played this year. He barely played last year. What are you going to do with a 40-year-old pitcher? Like, I mean, come on, guys. Like, I mean, what are we thinking? Like, you're going to trade a top prospect. We're hurting on top prospects. You're going to bring a guy that his arm barely even works. It definitely doesn't work in the postseason. Like, why bring him? We should have got somebody else. I mean, what are we doing? That's terrible, terrible, terrible. And one more thing, man, screw the Masters, guys. It's USC 300. From top to bottom, the card is stacked.
Yeah.
Man, screw the Masters, man. UFC 300, man. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
It is a loaded UFC card. A loaded UFC. And I love the fact that they're leaning into the movie 300 with the logo of 300. This is Pereira versus Hill is going to be a phenomenal fight. They've got Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway, which is going to be it's got a chance to be fight of the night as well. Charles Oliveira is on the card. You've got, oh my gosh, I'm looking at the entire card. This is the UFC 300 card is absolutely packed. I have not gotten the last two. I'm 100% getting, going to rent this one.
Yeah, but how do we respond to
screw the Masters?
That and the Astros going and getting that old broken down Justin Verlander.
Well, yeah, you know, the guy that got you a World Series.
Yeah, but did he get him a World Series last year?
No, he got him one game away.
He was the reason for that?
Yeah, he was a big reason. Mm. Yep.
Old, broken down, arm
pretty
don't
sure
work. I believe he's old, broken, and his arm don't work anymore.
It does? Is that right?
He hasn't pitched this year.
Why did you do? We didn't sign him this offseason, by the way. This is
traded for him.
Okay.
You gave away a top prospects for a broken down pitcher who can't even get outs on the Sugarland for the Sugarland Space Cowboys.
He couldn't. We'll see if he can get outs now in Albuquerque because that's where he's.
If Justin Verlander's broken down, we are done.
That's kind of a true statement. That's pretty true.
That's not fatalistic. It's not catastrophizing the situation. We're waiting on Justin Verlander. Like, he is right now at this particular time, he is one of those, when you throw the life raft, the little circular, what is it called? That's on the side of ships. Is it called a life raft?
Life raft.
No, the thing
little
you
circular
throw
one. What's the name?
I don't know what it's called.
Life preserver?
Yeah, life preserver. Well, you wear preservers, right? Whatever. He's the thing you throw out there that you try to grab on in the water when you don't want to drown. I'm praying Verlander gets back and is really good Verlander
really
because
good.
Hunter Brown right now, good Lord. If you missed Hunter Brown's act yesterday, what did he pitch? An inning and a third? Is that what his last two starts
have
been?
No, he got two-thirds.
Oh, he got two-thirds yesterday? So he's pitching an inning and two-thirds.
This year?
Yeah, he got out of the first inning. No. The last game, last Friday's game.
Yeah. That was
he went one inning where it was bases loaded. He needed like 40 pitches to get out of the inning, and he somehow got out without a run. Then the second inning was the onslaught, five runs. And I think he only got a third of an inning in his last start. I think he went one and a third. And this, yeah, you're right, one and two-thirds, because this time he went a third of an inning. So he's gone one and two-thirds innings, I believe, in his last two starts.
3.2 innings. He went three innings against Texas, and they lost 10-2.
He went three?
Three. And then he went two-thirds of an inning against Kansas City and gave up nine.
Okay, three and two-thirds and 14
runs. He's
given
up 14 runs. His ERA is 34.36. That's kind of high.
Yeah, and is it still lower than?
Than Blair Hindley?
No.
Well, Blair no, Hindley it's actually not. I was going to say, is it lower than?
Arrighetti?
Is it lower than Presley?
Oh.
Arrighetti's 21.
Is it lower than Presley?
It's lower than Presley.
It's lower than Presley?
It can't be lower than Presley.
So we have now, how many pitchers do we have over 10? I know it's small sample size. Yeah. I'm just curious. What do we have? I'm going to guess over-under is 3.5.
Hold on.
Now, while you're looking for that, the word.
Hey, Brian Abreu ain't any great shakes right now.
The word we were looking for is life buoy. That's what it's called.
Life buoy.
Life buoy?
That's what they're called. That's what they call it.
Never heard of it. How many pitchers ERA
are over 10?
Over 10.
Over-under is 3.5 right now. But frankly, Abreu got rocked yesterday too.
Okay. So we got Parker Muschinski, 11. Ryan Pressly is 11.57. Hunter Brown, they say, is 16.43.
They probably aren't counting yesterday.
That's Spencer Arrighetti, 21, and Blair Henley, 135.
What's Brian Abreu?
Brian Abreu, not that great. Brian Abreu is, his ERA at this point in our lives is 9.53, just short.
So he's under the cutoff line. Yeah. He made the cut.
He made the cut. Yeah.
Everyone else over 10.
Brandon Belak, 7. Josh Hader, 6. France, 4.76.
Okay.
Look at Montero, 2.84. Oh, you don't like that signing, Jeff Bagwell. How's Bagwellytics now?
My apologies.
Okay.
My apologies. Let that man keep making decisions.
We got a break. 8:31. You got to talk about Zadix.
Good. Zadix Jewelers, 45 years in the business. Zadix Jewelers is where you go when it's time for you to have the very best of whatever it is that you're looking for. The selection is incredible. It's unmatched. 28,000 square feet. They started with 1,200 square feet, and they're now 28,000 square feet. They're still on Post Oak. Now they've moved to their two-level store, which is at 1801 Post Oak. But I'm telling you right now, when it comes to fine jewelry, Zadix is your trusted source for quality fine jewelry in Houston. They've got curated selections of necklaces, earrings, rings, and bracelets from the top designers and the top brands that you're going to find. They even have their own Zadix collection, which looks amazing. They will work with you on finding exactly what it is that is going to blow her away for your wife, for your girlfriend, and, of course, engagement rings are top of the line. No one beats Zadix. They have an entire upstairs dedicated to everything having to do with the bridal, with the bride, really. Go upstairs and check it out for yourself. If you want to create your own custom piece, they've got master jewelers who can handcraft beautiful heirlooms into modern work of arts. So if there's a ring that's been passed down, there's a necklace, anything that's been passed down, they can reconfigure it and turn it into something brand new that's incredible. Make sure that you go to Zadix. It's at 1801 Post Oak Boulevard. Or for more information, you can go online at Zadix, Zadok.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, Astros lose yesterday. Rockets lose yesterday. Rockets looks like this, that they're just... Yeah, they're cashing it in, and they lost to the Jazz yesterday. Two more games. They're two games under 500. They need to win both of these games to finish at 500. And you know what? That's something to shoot for. It is really something. To a 500 season, the 39 wins is better than Vegas thought that they were going to be. Much better. But this team needs to finish on a high note and go into this offseason as a 500 team. The best non-playoff team that there is, because it's not even arguable in the East, and they're the best of the West. So they're the best non-playoff team. They're on the brink of doing something. It'll be interesting to see the offseason for your Houston Rockets. Let's see what Gilbert has to think about what's going on in the world of sports. Hey, Gilbert.
How are you doing today, gentlemen?
Good. What's going on, Gilbert? How are you feeling?
What'd it do?
Oh, man, the Astros. The Bubby World Champion by the year 2025, probably.
You think they will be world champions again?
What'd you say?
You said they will be world champions again by 2025?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're mad at them, but you also think they're going to be world champions next year.
This year will be the New York Yankees World Champion, probably, you know. And
Yankees?
Next year the Texans go to the Super Bowl, you know.
Next year Texans go to the Super Bowl?
I mean, things are looking up in the city. If you're going to tell me the Astros are going to be champions next year, I'll take a down year this year.
Yeah.
And Texans going to the Super Bowl, I mean, that's you called saying you're mad at the Astros, but what we got out of this, Gilbert, is actually good news. It's actually a very positive look at the future.
We sure kept Dusty Baker as a head coach anyway, not a new coach anyway, now.
Yeah, not this one.
And also, I was mad at O.J. Simpson died yesterday.
Yeah, we heard.
He's mad that O.J. Simpson
You're mad?
Died.
Why are you mad?
I'm not mad. I'm sad.
Oh, you're sad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Why are you sad O.J. died yesterday?
You're a good man anyway, you know.
He's a good man.
Pretty good man. Pretty good guy.
Yeah.
What did, I wonder what ESPN had to say about him. Pretty good
guy. What do you think about that, eh?
Gilbert,
what do I think about you saying O.J. was a good man? I think that was...
Anyway.
He was what?
He was a nice man anyway.
He's a nice man.
Nice
he man. Was wife, you know, and denied everything, you know.
What, say that last part again?
He's something's happened with his phone.
Say it again, Gilbert.
He's a sophisticated man, you know.
Sophisticated.
And see, ESPN didn't eulogize him like that, okay? They apparently you have a differing. So you liked O.J.?
Yeah, I used to when I was a little kid, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So did I. He was my favorite running back when I was.
Did anything happen that would have changed your opinion?
Yeah. Can I ask you where you were in 19? Do you remember where you were in 1994?
Where were you in the night? What?
No, where were you in 1994? Were you here in Houston? Were you in Austin? Where were you in 1994?
I was in Houston.
Do you remember anything about O.J. Simpson at that time or in the 90s?
I was at a club when he was at Bronco Chase.
Yeah.
Okay.
Remember why?
Do you remember?
Up at 45 in Rankin Row, you know.
You were at a club off of 45 in Rankin Road?
Yeah, somewhere around there anyway.
What club were you at? We got a
hold. I don't remember what the name of the club was anyway.
Well, what were you doing at the club?
I don't remember anyway.
Watching the Rockets game. Remember the Rockets were in the championship.
Yeah, the Rockets were playing.
Yeah, the Rockets was on TV anyway, you know.
All right, so Gilbert was watching TV, the finals, that's right, in the Bronco Chase. Well, it might have been a sports bar. Maybe
dancing.
He calls it.
You don't know?
Maybe you were dancing, Gilbert. I don't know. I don't know. But do you remember the Bronco Chase? I remember it. Do you remember why they were chasing him and A.C. Cowling?
It was on the TV anyway, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But do you remember what happened with with O.J. Simpson? Because you did say he's a nice guy. I was just curious if you remember. Do you remember the trial thing they had with him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just was making sure we had all the facts there.
Do you remember what the trial was about?
Killing his wife and his friend.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so you know that.
Gilbert knows, yeah.
And with all of that, you still hold the opinion that O.J. was a nice man?
Yeah.
Yeah, really, yeah.
Okay, we're entitled to our own opinions. That's fine.
Don't try to sway that man's
opinion.
I didn't
sway. I asked the question.
Leading the witness.
Okay, you are.
It's not
leading the witness.
Okay,
he gave him a trial
where he killed two people?
I asked
that, and you still think he's a nice man?
I was unaware if he knew about that particular thing, and he was, and then he answered my question.
Yeah.
That's not leading.
What do you think of Bill Cosby?
Hold on. No, let's not go to Bill Cosby yet. What, Gilbert, do you remember if the glove fit? Did the glove fit?
What'd you say?
Did the glove fit with AJ, with OJ? Why do I keep calling
it? No, it didn't fit.
Nope, didn't fit.
Didn't fit.
So you must do what?
It didn't fit, did it?
No, it didn't fit.
Listen, what was the saying? If the glove don't fit, you must.
No chance.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Okay, I quit, but yeah.
I mean, that was pretty famous. Now,
who is the most famous person that came out of that whole trial? Who is the most influential person out of the whole trial? Is it O.J. Simpson?
No, Johnny.
For who?
No, it's not Johnny.
What do you mean?
Marsha Clark?
Robert Kardashian.
He offered Marsha Clark.
No, not Marsha Clark. It's and not Christopher Darden. It's Robert Kardashian.
Why?
The most influential. Because he shot out all the Kardashians.
Well, they were already.
What do you mean?
Well, they were already.
The Kardashians have taken over the world.
First of all, shot out is.
That's not the way.
Not a great way to describe it. And they were. Some of them were born already. And no one even thinks about Robert Kardashian when they think about the Kardashians.
But he was influential because what can't. The Kardashian kids.
Just
who do more people know about, OJ or the Kardashians?
The Kardashians.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
Kardashian.
Gilbert agrees.
You like the Kardashians, Gilbert?
Are they good people?
I don't know.
Yeah, they're all right.
He ain't about that life.
They're all right.
All right. That's a little lesson. Next time we'll find out. Think about Bill Cosby, and we'll ask you about
what's
that.
What's your opinion of Bill Cosby?
Okay. That's next. Okay. Next time Gilbert calls.
He said he's a bad man.
Say it again, Gilbert. Say it again.
Yeah, baby. I took a picture with him anyway. Remember that?
Yeah, remember. I'll never forget that anyway.
I didn't remember that. But you said, is he a good man or bad man?
Bad man.
There
Bill
it is.
Cosby was.
Bang.
There he is.
Bill Cosby,
Gilbert
bad man.
Right from wrong.
Yep.
Gilbert's teaching us.
Well, I don't want to play a game called Gilbert, bad man, good man.
Why not?
I just don't want to.
I think it's my favorite game.
Let that man live his life.
I think now it's my favorite game.
No, I don't want to play bad man, good man. No.
Jeff Bagwell.
Not good man.
Good man.
Good man.
Really good, right? Jake Gilbert, Hall of Famer.
Not a great contract negotiator, but good man.
Yeah. 8:46, we're done.
Bye.
All right, goodbye. Bye. Anyway. Time to talk about GiveMeTheVin.com.
Didn't see
morning.
That coming today. O.J. Simpson was a good man. He was a nice man. Like, wow, I didn't see that coming today.
Time to talk about who's a nice man? John Clay Wolf. He's a nice man. And he's a nice man because he gives you a lot of money. He gives you more money than other people will give you. Is that not a nice man? Yes, that's a nice man. You know why it's a nice man? Because you want his money and he gives it to you. Tomorrow morning, you're going to be able to hear him right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Very funny show. Really good show and well-produced. And he's ready to buy your car, okay? On the show, you can do it right there on the radio. Or you could just easily go to the website as well. And you're going to have to go to the website either way. You could go to the, call him at the show. But you're going to have to, at some point, go to the website, show him your car, give him the pictures. He's awesome. You're looking for the best way to sell your vehicle. There's one way to go. GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by. You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
For those of you wondering, Tiger finished up his first round, 1 over. Not too bad, though, considering also Brooks Koepka fired a 73. By the way, under 74.5 pays. Tiger was a 74.5 is under over, so it pays. Wyndham Clark shot 1 over. John Rahm shot 1 over. Some pretty good players. All right. Still leading the way, Bryson DeChambeau at 7 and Scottie Scheffler at 6. Cameron Davis shot a 5 under. Max Homa, 5 under. Wonderful. Wonderful. That's not it. Okay. Cameron Young, for those of you who care, 2 under. I care because I've got him. 2 under. That's the remix.
Yes, people enjoy the Masters remix.
That's your Masters. What about what's his name's remix?
Who's what's his name?
Chris Vernon.
Oh, Chris Vernon.
Yeah. Jordan Spieth, 7 over. Everybody, 7. So which one do you like better, our Masters update or Chris Vernon's?
Chris Vernon's. Let's hear Chris Vernon's. I listened to it yesterday. He won't have a new one today. I don't think he's on yet. But let's listen to Chris Vernon's from yesterday.
All right. You got to imagine the guy is in a green jacket, sunglasses usually.
He's standing up, sunglasses, standing up. Green jacket. He's got a putter in his right hand. Yeah. He's got a sock puppet on his left hand. He's got four people dressed as
different animals.
Animals dancing behind him, doing different kinds of dances behind him. He's got his producer behind the glass with sunglasses on and like a hoodie that's tied up real tight, and he's just throwing in ad-libs is mm-hmm. what you'll hear. This is not his best that he's ever done. He's done better ones, but they keep up with golf now. You can tell by what he says. Like, one of my favorites was last year when he did Patrick Reed. Patrick Reed, stop improving your lie. Stop eating all of the pie.
All right, so here is Chris Vernon yesterday.
The Chris Vernon Show. It's based in Memphis.
He's got a turtle, a bumblebee, a dog, and a bear behind him.
Yeah.
All right.
What's going on at Augusta? That's what's going on at Augusta. Eric Van Ruin. Eric Van Ruin. He gonna ruin your day. He gonna ruin your day. What's going on at Augusta? Say amen at the corner.
Amen.
Say amen at the corner.
Amen.
Yo, where is Willie Z?
Willie Z?
Yo, where is Willie Z?
One under. Willie Z is one under.
One under.
Willie Z is one under.
One under. Willie Z got the broomstick. So you better not dry snitch. Willie Z got the broomstick. So you better not dry snitch. That's what's going on at Augusta. It's going on at Augusta. Where is Philly Mick? Yo, where is Philly Mick?
Even Paul.
Yo, where is Philly Mick?
Even Paul.
Yo, where is Philly Mick?
Even Paul.
Philly Mick got the picks. Philly Mick got the picks.
Where the Paulie at?
Trying to hit the ball straight. Sweating Met brains over eight. He trying to hit the ball straight.
Woo.
Sweating Mets brains over eight.
I relate.
Philly Mix got the picks.
Parlay.
Philly Mix got the picks.
Tony B now. Where he be now? Tony B.
Yo, where is Xander Schauffele? Yo, where is Xander Schauffele?
One over.
Where is Xander Schauffele?
That's
about it. Hold on.
Nothing.
Wait for him to get to
Schauffele.
You're going to like Rory McIlroy. Wait until he gets
well,
to
I can find
fast
the,
forward just
the,
a little bit
well,
where he gets
let
to,
me
yeah.
find the Rory McIlroy.
Okay. Wait, he can find Rory McIlroy. No, you'll like Rory McIlroy's live stuff. And the other good one was that's a really good one. And there's another one as well that's pretty good. Tiger hadn't teed off yet because they always get really excited about Tiger Woods. But
there's something going on at Augusta. Something going on at Augusta. Shit. Oh. The baby's dancing.
Your baby's dancing.
The baby's dancing to what? Something's going on at Augusta.
Is that considered trap music? It's Memphis, so I don't know what that. That's a Memphis. No, whose beat is that? That's a no. It's not. It's like Waka Flocka or somebody like that. Who's it, not Memphis? But it feels Memphisy. It feels Memphisy.
Charlie likes that segment. She likes to dance to it.
Charlie's your granddaughter.
My granddaughter. Yep. 856 ESPN 97.5 and 92. Oh, Anthony from New York is here.
Oh,
hey, Anthony, what's going on?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's going on, Anthony?
Well, I just want to throw out my thoughts on the Astros season. First of all, it's only the middle of April. Relax. Secondly, if we do happen to have a bad season, you know, I'm thinking that it might be easier to make decisions contract wise at the end. I'm trying to pull positives out of any way this season goes. And the pitching is definitely more of a problem. The hitting will come around. And I'm going to end by saying I'll be down in my favorite city the third week of August to see Chris Stapleton and watch the Astros kick the Red Sox butt.
Good.
I will talk to you. I'm going to end my call with you guys. Sound a lot better than I do. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, buddy. It's Anthony from New York. He comes in. He's a big Astros fan.
Huge Astros fan.
Yeah, big Astros fan.
Huge. Can't be great being in New York as an Astros fan right now.
No, not with the Yankees playing well and the Astros sucking. No, it can't be great at all. Cannot be great. And I'm telling you, Jake Odorizzi's out there, and you guys, I mean, I've got the solution in here.
Be for real. Be for real.
I'm real. No.
Be for real. Find an answer. It starts with probably getting rid of pitching coach within the next month?
Probably. I would imagine.
Somebody's got to pay the price.
Something's got to happen.
If it's this bad. Because you think Jim Crane is just cool with it?
Yeah.
Do you?
Jim Crane is not cool with it.
Yeah.
He's not cool.
Does he ever like just losing?
He is not. He cannot be happy.
He makes changes when they're winning championships.
Yeah. Oh, he fires a GM. Well,
after a World Series. Yeah, like, and not good enough. I've got, what do I need you for when I've got Reggie Jackson and Jeff Bagwell?
Oh, stop. Please don't do that anymore.
Why? Because it's true?
There is some.
I know they got Dana Brown, but it's also kind of true.
Yeah, no. It's really true. Houston Safe and Lock is true, too. Houston Safe and Lock is where you get your safe on, where you get your lock on. Do you need, what kind of locks you need? Derek is here for
you. Now we're getting the safe.
Yeah. So here's the deal. You've got a gun at home. You need a safe. You need to have a safe. You need to put it in there. Quick access. You can get it anytime, but the kids can't get in there. You need to make sure the kids can't get at those guns. Okay. So that's one thing. Secondly, if you've got a business, you need a safe. Okay. So the bad guys can't get in there. You got to have one that you can bolt to the ground. They'll do that. You got to have one that's heavy enough. You got to have one that they can't break into. You got that. Yep. Because he's got that as well. I mean, he's got the selection like nobody else has at Westheimer and the Beltway. He's got one at Wirt, 910. That's King Safe and Lock, same company. But they are the biggest. They're the best. There's a reason that they're the best is because they sell more than anybody else. And when they sell more, they got a warehouse full of them, then they can give you a better price for them because they buy in bulk. And you get the savings. So you're looking for the best way to get that safe or your locks changed or whatever you need locksmith-wise. There's one place to go, 975safe.com, 975safe.com.
ESPN 97.5.